Chapter 4, How PTSD and TBI Happen, Why Veterans Are at Risk, The Nature of Service. Serving in the military is one of the most demanding roles a person can take on. It requires strength, focus, and discipline. It demands long hours, separation from loved ones, and often the willingness to go into dangerous situations. While the military trains people to face war and chaos, it cannot fully protect the mind and body from the damage that comes with that exposure. The risk of invisible wounds is high, and two of the most common are PTSD and TBI. Both of these injuries are closely tied to the nature of military life. Both can be caused by the very environments where service members are asked to perform their duties. In this chapter, we'll look at how PTSD and TBI happen, why military service puts people at higher risk, and how these injuries can occur even when no one expects them. It's important to understand these causes so we can see the full picture, because knowing the how helps us find the what next. The pressure of constant readiness. Every veteran knows that military life demands constant readiness. Whether in training or deployment, the mind and body are trained to respond quickly, without hesitation. That kind of pressure creates a state of high alertness, where every noise, movement, and shift in the environment could mean something. Over time, this kind of tension wires the brain to stay alert, even when it's not needed. That's where the groundwork for PTSD often begins. While in uniform, the hyper-awareness can be helpful, even life-saving. But when service members come home, the mind doesn't always know how to shut it off. This is part of what makes PTSD more common in veterans than in the general population. It isn't just about seeing something traumatic. It's about the long-term buildup of stress, tension, fear, and quick decision-making in dangerous situations. These repeated experiences reshape how the brain handles fear and memory. What causes PTSD in the military? PTSD develops when someone experiences, witnesses, or even hears about a traumatic event that overwhelms their ability to cope. In the military, those events come in many forms. They can include being under fire in combat, surviving an ambush, witnessing a fellow soldier get hurt or killed, or seeing civilians injured during operations. The trauma may also come from things like handling dead bodies, hearing constant gunfire, or being involved in missions that go against a person's values. These events can leave deep emotional scars. Not all trauma is physical. Some of it is emotional or moral. There is something called moral injury, which happens when a person feels guilt or shame for something they did or didn't do during their time in service. That can also lead to PTSD. The trauma may not be about what happened to them, but about what they were asked to do. This adds another layer of pain, making it harder to talk about and even harder to heal. For some, the trauma is one single moment. For others, it's the weight of many moments that pile up over time. Being in a combat zone where danger is constant can wear a person down, even if nothing dramatic ever happens. The body and brain are still soaking in fear and uncertainty every single day. That kind of chronic exposure is enough to create PTSD in anyone, no matter how strong or well-trained they are. What causes TBI in the military? Traumatic brain injury happens when the brain is jolted, shaken, or struck in a way that causes damage. In the military, this can happen in many ways. Explosions from IEDs, improvised explosive devices, are one of the leading causes. The blast wave created by an explosion travels faster than sound and can rattle the brain inside the skull without even touching the outside of the body. A service member doesn't have to be knocked out or visibly wounded to suffer a TBI. Just being close to the blast is enough. Falls, crashes, and hand-to-hand combat also put service members at risk. Hitting the head inside a vehicle or during a training accident may seem small at first, but the brain doesn't need a massive hit to get hurt. Even mild TBIs, repeated over time, can cause major issues. The military environment, tough, active, and unpredictable, is full of situations where these injuries can happen. Some veterans receive several mild TBIs throughout their service without even realizing it. They may call it getting their bell rung or just being out of it for a moment. But over time, the brain doesn't fully bounce back. It starts to change how it works. This is why so many veterans end up with symptoms of TBI years after they served, because the damage builds slowly and no one sees it coming. The role of repeated exposure. One of the key reasons veterans are more at risk for PTSD and TBI is repeated exposure. A single traumatic event or head injury is bad enough, but in the military, many people experience multiple over time. A soldier may be exposed to dozens of loud blasts. A Marine might witness several traumatic scenes during a deployment. A pilot may endure high-stress missions week after week, never knowing when something will go wrong. The brain and body can only take so much before the systems that keep us balanced begin to crack. Think of it like a rubber band being stretched over and over. At first, it bounces back, but with enough tension, it starts to wear out. That's what repeated exposure does. It leaves the brain in a constant state of stress or damage, and it becomes harder to return to normal. Why it's hard to talk about. Even though PTSD and TBI are common, many veterans struggle to talk about what happened. Some were trained to push through the pain, to stay focused, to suck it up. That mindset is important during missions, but when the mission is over and the pain is still there, it becomes a barrier to healing. Many veterans don't want to seem weak or broken. They may feel guilty for needing help. They may not want to relive the memories. Others don't even realize that what they're experiencing is connected to trauma or injury. They just know they're not sleeping, not feeling right, or not acting like themselves. That silence is dangerous. It leaves many veterans untreated and misunderstood. Family members may see mood swings, memory issues, or emotional distance, but not know why. Friends may think the veteran has changed, not realizing that the change is the result of deep, invisible wounds. Understanding the risk factors. Several things make PTSD and TBI more likely in military life. One of the biggest is combat exposure. The more time a service member spends in combat zones, the greater the risk. Other factors include the number of deployments, how close they were to traumatic events, and whether they had strong support when they returned. Rank and role also matter. Those in combat arms, like infantry, special forces, or artillery, are often at higher risk. So are medics, who see injuries up close. Even those in support roles can be affected, especially if they work on bases that come under attack or if they handle bodies or remains. Lack of sleep, long-term stress, and separation from loved ones also increase risk. When the body and mind are worn down, it's harder to handle trauma. Add in the pressure to perform, follow orders, and make life-or-death decisions, and you have the perfect storm for mental and physical injury. The truth about resilience. People often talk about resilience in the military. And yes, veterans are strong. They are trained to survive, to push through pain, and to get the job done. But even the strongest minds and bodies can be hurt. PTSD and TBI are not signs of weakness. They are signs that someone has been through more than anyone should have to face. They are signs that a person did their job, stayed strong, and carried the weight of service. Now they need care, not judgment. Resilience doesn't mean you never get hurt. It means you learn how to get back up. It means asking for help when it's needed. It means finding new ways to heal and live and thrive. And that's what this book is here for. Moving forward with knowledge. Understanding how PTSD and TBI happen helps take away the shame and confusion. It shows that these injuries have real causes. They are not in someone's imagination. They are not a lack of willpower. They are wounds, just as real as any broken bone or scar. As we move forward, we'll look at how these two conditions can overlap, how their symptoms get confused, and why it matters to get the right diagnosis. We'll also explore what families, friends, and communities can do to support the veterans in their lives. No one comes home from service unchanged, but no one should have to carry those changes alone. The risk may be high, but so is the chance for healing, with understanding, compassion, and the right help. Let's keep going.